This is Cardboard Shoes. Yes, who's that? That sounds like a famous broadcaster.
It's Mr. Walker calling.
Really? In person?
In person, yes.
My goodness me. It's a while back since we last met and worked together, but you've had numerous name checks from people here today saying, is Johnny coming? But I don't think so. But anyway, it's a great delight to hear from you by phone.
So, have you been having fun on the wireless?
Yes, indeed. It's better than working, I'm told. But
I think we found that out a long time ago.
Yeah, well, we miss you. We would have been delighted to see you here, but you're being talked about, so that's the main thing. Anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got this sort of lung thing, which means I have to be on oxygen all the time.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I have to be. It's very difficult, actually. I have a mains machine that supplies oxygen at home, so I can't. I'm really under house arrest, Keith. Much as I'd love to be on the.
But you're still broadcasting, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still doing my show.
Yeah.
Puffing Billy, I call myself.
Well, it's very brave of you to ring through this afternoon, and I'm sure listeners who are tuned in around the world will be delighted to hear about you and from you. And we wish you all the very, very best for the future. You've got numerous name checks here today, so... And when I was told that Johnny Walker had rung, I said, what, in person? Wow. And then now I'm sitting here not expecting to be speaking with you. It's a great honour, sir, great honour.
Well, it's very nice to talk to you, Keith. And to everybody, I wish you all the very best for next Wednesday, a rather important date on the calendar.
What's happening next Wednesday?
The 14th of August,
Keith. Oh, 14th of August, that rings a bell. Something to do with pirate radio, was it?
Have you ever heard anybody say, let no man forget the 14th of August, 1967? And you're one man who seems to have forgotten. But we'll forgive you because you're getting quite old now.
All right. That's an audience who appreciates it. I'm getting so old, I shouldn't be on the radio.
No, it's a wonder they let you on, but hopefully they've got some sort of button they can cut you off if you sort of start getting a bit demented.
Yeah. Well. No, I'm just staggered that I'm actually speaking with you. It's great because I'm following you on the BBC when you're still one of the few pirate people who exist. Mr. Blackburn, I think, exists, does he? Is he there these days?
Mr. Blackburn is still there, very much in evidence, yeah.
And
he's
just
gonna outlive us all.
And just you as well as Tony, so you're the survivors, and that's great. And to be on the LV-18 guesting this afternoon, I feel very, very honoured. The entire ship, and that's engineers as well as broadcasters as well as cooks, doing painting as well, all standing to attention, listening to you. A great honour.
Well, I wish I was there. It sounds fantastic. And have you got this beautiful warm weather?
Have we got what?
The beautiful warm weather.
Yes, we have. It's bright, sunny weather. And sitting in a very hot studio. But in a few moments, I shall go outside. Yes, it's great. And where you are, I presume it's bright and sunny where you live.
Yeah, no, I'm in Dorset at the moment, which is where I live.
Dorset?
So, Dorset.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lovely county.
Indeed.
Well, listen, I wish you well, Keith, and enjoy the beer that you're going to have as soon as you get off. And my regards to everybody on the LV-18.
Thank you. And I'll have a drink.
For keeping everything going.
Well, I'll have a drink this evening whenever we're going to have a beer or so, and we'll raise glasses to you for taking the trouble to contact us. And it's a great honour, Johnny. Yeah. And
thank
all the very, very best.
Big cheer.
All the best to you.